Our sermon scripture is from the Gospel according to John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Please stand for the reading of the Gospel. Let us hear the word of the Lord. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." The word of God for the children of God. Please be seated. It was the custom in Jesus' day, particularly, that a village, they had all these different shepherds and all these different flocks of sheep. So they would keep them overnight in a large pen, a huge large pen, surrounded by a wall or a fence. And somebody would be in charge of the gate. And so all the different flocks were put into there. And when the shepherd came to take his sheep out, to take them out to feed them, he would come in and he'd call his sheep. And they would know his name, his voice, and they would come out and they would follow him. And he would go out through the gate, his own sheep would follow him, and he would take them out to pasture. Now anybody who didn't enter by the gate, of course, was up to no good. They were only there to steal, kill, and destroy. This sermon today is about what I believe to be the most important battle that we are fighting in our world today. It is about the authority of God's word. The Bible says it. Jesus died for it. That settles it. But it's just not that simple. You see, to put it another way, did God really say? Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Now, Satan, being more crafty than any other animal, the serpent, came to Adam and Eve and said about that tree in the middle of the garden, the one with the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, the one that God said you're not supposed to eat. Did God really say, it's the first thing he says to Eve, did God really say? See, because if I can just put a seed of doubt in your mind, of course, I think that's a tactic in court, you know, to plant a little seed of doubt in the jury's mind. Well, that's what the devil did, and I'll tell you what, it started something that has not changed to this very day. I believe that that is the single most divisive question in the whole world. And that people, whether they're religious or not, are still dealing with it. It has resulted in so much chaos in our lives. Did God really say? If I can get you to doubt what God said, I can get you to believe anything I want you to believe. I can sell you oceanfront property in Oklahoma. Did God really say that I shouldn't gossip? That I shouldn't lie? That I shouldn't steal? That I shouldn't kill? That I shouldn't covet? That I shouldn't be prideful? That I shouldn't love money? That I shouldn't be vain? Did God really say those things? Did God really say that people of the same sex shouldn't have sexual relationships with each other? That marriage is between a man and a woman? That we shouldn't murder? That we shouldn't be gluttonous? that we shouldn't be lazy or slothful? Did God really say that? Did God really say that we should love one another, put others first ahead of our own agendas? Did God really say that we should feed the hungry, give clothes to those who need it, visit the sick and those in prison? Did God really say that we should gather together and worship Him, that we should forsake not the gathering together, that we are to love Him, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, more than we love family or even our own lives? Did God really say that? The Holy Spirit, God, directed people to record these events in these words. And then God directed other people to gather together these specific writings and to canonize them. And the Bible has become a reed or a measure by which everything else is judged. The Bible is the standard for our morality in our society, all over the world. Did God really say? See, if I can get you to doubt what God said, I can chip away at all that morality, justice. You know, our own country is based on what God said. And yet we hear it all the time. But did God really say, did the forefathers really mean doubt? If I can get you to question it. James chapter 1, verse 6. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed about by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded, unstable in all that they do. John 20, verse 31. But these words are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name. There's no other way to salvation. Only through faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible makes that clear over and over and over again. But did God really say? I mean, come on now. If you're a really good person, you should go to heaven. God wouldn't condemn you to hell if you're nice. Did God really say that Jesus is the only way? Jesus Himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except by me. Or John 3:16. But yeah, I know. But did God really say? I mean, Jesus died for everybody. So whether you believe in Him or not, everybody's going to be saved. That's a lie out of the pit of hell. Did God really say that we're to love one another, including the people that we can't stand, that they're so different from us? Did God really say that we're to forgive? That person hurt me. There's no way I'm going to forgive. Did God really say that I'm to love Him more than I'm to love my own life? That I'm to give up my agenda at home to come and do things and get involved in ministry? To make sacrifices for Jesus? I'll pick and choose what I want to do. I'll pick and choose what I want to believe. Did God really say? Did God really say that's not how it works? Yeah, science, medicine, and inventions have changed society. Those things weren't around when the word was written. But God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's no shadow of turning with God. Always the same. And even though things are different today than they were back then, even though we know more today than we did back then, the Bible is not about inventions. It's not about discoveries. And the Bible is about the nature of human beings. And the nature of man has not changed from that day to this day, which amazes me. You would think we would learn by our mistakes, and yet we don't. We still struggle with the very same sins, the very same lust, the very same stupidity that we struggled with back then. Except today we're surrounded with microwave ovens, cell phones, and smartwatches. They didn't have them then. Today we offer up all kinds of excuses and reasons why people are the way they are, and yet they were that way back then too. Did God really say? You bet he did. You bet he did. And I'm going to tell you that if you stand on the word of God, there's going to be people who are going to give you a hard time and persecute you because of it. You're going to feel the heat. But you stand on the word of God. Because if you don't, then you won't stand for anything. You'll be unstable in all that you do. Stand on the word of God, whether it's popular or not. Stand on the word of God. Oh, I know. But we interpret things differently. You know, we don't see eye to eye on what the Bible says. John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, he said, think and let think on things that don't pertain to salvation. So Brian and I, we disagree on baptism. Brian thinks you need to be dunked, submerged, in order to be baptized. And I think that any amount of water will do. I can pour it on there, I can sprinkle it on there, or I'll dunk you. I don't think it matters. I think it's a matter of the heart. And John Wesley says, well, that doesn't have to do with salvation. So think and let think. You guys want to disagree, it's okay. Still love one another. But John Wesley said, but the things that have to do with salvation, you all have to agree on. That you don't back up for. And salvation is found in none other than Jesus. Only through faith in Christ are we saved. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey my commands. Like we told the kids. Did God really say? You bet he did. You bet he did. And it says in Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 to 19, I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this scroll. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to that person the plagues described in this scroll. And if anyone takes words away from the scroll of prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the tree of life and the holy city, which are described in this scroll. Did God really say? Yes, he did. But always remember this. That doesn't give me the right to take the Bible and beat you over the head with it and say, God said this. I'm supposed to love everybody, whether I agree with them or not. Hate the sin and love the sinner. And if you don't see eye to eye with me and you think I'm a sinner because of the way I'm believing, well, then you hate my sin, but you love me. I hate your sin, but I love you. And I'm telling you, it'll all come out in the wash because God is love. But we live our lives according to the word of God because did God say? Yes, he did. Too many people want to water the word down. Too much New Age thinking. Too many thieves are breaking in on us and motivational speakers and people selling blessings. And it's just so much garbage out there, twisting the word of God. And just like that devil in the Garden of Eden, people were saying to us, did God really say? I want you to think about this. This is pretty nice. This ought to make you feel good. We can do it this way. I mean, after all, did God really say? Yes, God did. God loves you, and so do I.